Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, Mr. Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And all the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We are going to kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Marlowe. We're talking weather with our friend, Brittany, again. Good morning, Britt. How you been?
Good morning and happy snow day, Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah. For some. Some of us still. Yeah, it's a snow day. It's a snow day here in town for the kids. That's exciting. And it's exciting to have you back with us, Brittany. Thanks so much for joining us. What has Mother Nature got in store today?
Yeah, Mother Nature blew me back in with these strong winds. I tried to just take a week off, stay away. No, it didn't work out that way.
Nope.
But my goodness, winds are still going to be feisty here this morning until about lunch. Gusts are still peaking at 40 to 50 miles per hour, and those strong winds that were over in the Green Bay area last night are switching towards us. So keep in mind that this morning it's going to get worse before it gets better with possible potential power outages, which is why I think that Wisconsin Rapids school is closed, because we're still looking at these winds and another 1 to 3 inches of snowfall still to go. So the winter storm warning has been canceled, but a winter weather advisory remains in effect until 1 o'clock. So everything after lunch will start to calm down. Winds will still be strong at 30 miles an hour, but not as bad. And, you know, those power outages won't be a problem later on tonight. Mm-hmm. And the snow will start to turn to flurries. So it's still going to be coming down on occasion, even throughout tomorrow, too. But the accumulations will stop around lunch.
All right. Good to know. Very good. Appreciate that. Brittany, it does look like it's going to get a little nicer this weekend.
I was going to say, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Friday and Saturday, beautiful, sunny days, high temperatures, a little bit more mild, into the mid-40s to low-50s for us this weekend.
All right.
Excellent. Brittany, thanks so much for joining us. Looking forward to hanging out again tomorrow. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Safe travels out there. Thank you, Brittany. Best in the business. Good to have her back.
You know, this is how we do winter from now on. You know, 3 days of snow and then 2 days of melting and sun. I can handle that.
I mean, there's worse. Yeah. There's worse things. We've handled worse winters than this.
It's way worse. Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know if we've had weirder winters than this. That's a more of a question to me.
I was thinking yesterday, I was trying to count how many times I've actually shoveled this year, and it's only been like a couple.
Yeah.
I just realized that. It's like, wow.
This morning was probably my third time shoveling this year.
Yeah, so, that sounds about right.
It's hard to complain.
We
understand Wisconsin weather, and it's usually pretty weird. This is a little weirder than usual, yes. But I mean, that's kind of also, you know, just the way of the world now.
Apparently.
Like, everything's a little weirder than it used to be, including our show. And
that's saying something, folks.
It really is. We had the weird out of 10. We need it at 11.
Yep.
That's what we did. We'll get into some election coverage in a moment. We also got to get into a fun one. You lend $10 to a friend who buys Powerball tickets and hits the jackpot. How much do they owe you? That should be a fun one coming up.
That's a good one.
I want to get
question there.
Yeah. We're going to get into, we've touched on this actually a lot over the years, especially you and I, Seth.
Okay.
We're going to get into why you still love the music of your teens.
Oh, this is a good one.
I love getting into that.
It's fascinating, yeah.
Some new data out there about it, and we're going to touch on that one for you. Of course, we've got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to diving into that. Some entertainment news, saying goodbye to a Second City legend today. I want to do a little bit of that. A little Count Floyd going to show up for you, everybody. Looking forward. If you get that reference, you're my people. You're my people. And that is coming up, as well as getting into this one, Seth, the 10 things that are overpriced but still totally worth it.
That's nice. I like hearing that every now and then, you know. So everything is overpriced, but hey, that's okay.
Something
are worth it. Yeah.
We'll get into our schedule a little bit later as well. I want to touch on all that. But first off, I want a voice that works.
Anyone out there? Can you lend him one?
You know. Taught two classes yesterday and back to back after the day we had on radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually my throat gives me. I have until Thursday before it starts
just
to really,
giving away. Yeah.
And I hope it goes. I hope it's understood by the audience. I'm trying to take care of my voice. This is me trying. This is me working.
You just
at
use it a lot. That's all.
Actually working at it. But we're looking at a little bit of election results, and of course you can hear the complete results from Melissa and her news breaks. Otherwise, mm-hmm. I encourage you to go to elections.woodcountywi.gov. elections.woodcountywi.gov. Shout out to Wood County and the great coverage that they did. And mm-hmm. a big, big shout out to Melissa and the work she did last night. Mm-hmm. That's why she's not with us this morning. She worked her tail off, and we appreciate that from her. And thank you to Seth for pitch hitting today, jumping in for her. Appreciate you doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank all the poll workers out there.
Yep.
made the rounds yesterday when I was doing my civic duty.
Right.
That I believe my civic duty in voting. And great people, great attitudes all over the mm-hmm. place. Hope everybody treated them good and they had a good experience as well as the rest of us did.
Yeah.
Just a quick couple of looks at the mayoral races is what I'll do here,
okay.
since those were some of the, it's weird to say bigger ones, but certainly more where there was some contestedness to mm-hmm. them.
Yeah, everything. There was, yeah.
The Nakusa mayoral, the mayor for Nakusa, with all the precincts reporting, of course, Danielle J. Carlson with 262 votes, Ellen A.K. Marco with 187. In Pittsville, Dale Nicholson was uncontested. He won the candidacy.
Okay.
And for Wisconsin Rapids, Mayor Matt Zacker is our new mayor.
Okay.
2,229 votes to Tom Terry Muse, 650.
Okay.
So congratulations to Mr. Zacker. Looking forward to speaking with him and Mayor Blazer. I believe that the next time I was talking to Shane when he was in last, I think the next time he joins us, it'll be his last time joining us.
Mm-hmm.
He'll join, and Matt Zacker will join him with us.
That's right.
So we'll have both mayors on, I believe, at the same time the next time we talk to them. At least that's the way they were discussing it. I want to thank everybody that ran, mm-hmm. regardless if you won or not. And thank you so much for being a good example, those of you that were out there, a mm-hmm. good example of what it is to run for candidacy and,
yep.
and to treat each other with respect.
Absolutely.
Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi, this is Tom Deary from the Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids. How are you all doing today?
Doing good.
Doing
How are
good.
You, sir?
Good. Doing good. I just wanted to report that we're not going to have bingo tonight because of the weather.
Oh, all right. Thank you so much. Really nicely done. Thank you for calling up and letting us know. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
You guys, we appreciate the Elks Lodge, too. You guys take care over there. Safe travels.
Well, thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. So there will be no bingo.
No bingo tonight because school was closed. I think that's what they go with, right?
Yeah. So. Cool of them to let us know.
But that's
know
a good reminder. Cool I hadn't thought about that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of, Aaron Wells, our good friend over at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin, let us know that senior dining and Meals on Wheels will be closed for today.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind. If you know somebody who receives one of those meals, or let's be honest, if you know somebody in your neighborhood who, you know, if they even if they don't receive the meals, they are somebody that is a candidate for them.
Mm-hmm.
Check in on them.
Yeah.
Check in on them, see how they're doing. You're outside shoveling anyway. It's like 5 feet. Go over, check in on them. You're going to feel good, and you're going to wish somebody did it for you one day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just good. It's just being a good human being.
Absolutely.
So please encourage you to do that. Check in on each other, everybody. Seth, let's start here with this one.
Okay.
What are these what-if questions? A friend asks if they can borrow $10.
Okay.
You hand them a 10, and they use it to buy Powerball tickets, and they hit the jackpot. How much do they owe you? Someone asked, and people voted, and here are the four options.
Okay.
Number one, just the original $10 you loaned them. Number two, half of the winnings. Number three, all the winnings. And number four, nothing. The top vote getters, we want your answers, everybody, 715-424-2600, 424-2600. The top vote getter was just the original $10. It got 72% of the vote.
Wow.
If they want to give you more, great, and maybe they should, but they're not obligated to. Half of the winnings is next with 15%, then nothing at 12%. 2% think that they should give you the full $1 billion. 2%.
Wow.
That's actually high to me. That, yeah,
that, that seems, yeah. I wonder if people were just joking around, like, well, they got to give me everything. Yeah.
If the roles were reversed, 64% say that they'd only feel obligated to pay back the original $10. 27% claim that they'd split the winnings. And 9% say, no, I'm a billionaire. Here's your 10 bucks. I'm out of here. That's it. I'm done. Who are you? I don't remember. I don't remember any of my friends from 10 minutes ago when I went, before I was a billionaire. I don't remember. I don't know. For me, my vote, I'm not only giving them the 10, I'm putting a couple of zeros on there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not only, again, good karma, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't feel like I'm a good judge of this.
Mm-hmm.
I've grown up with nothing. So if I won $10,000, I'd be freaking out, let alone a billion.
Right.
And I wouldn't know what to do with 10 grand more than 1 billion.
Yeah, like, right.
I think about this with athletes all the time. Not so much that second contract, but this the kid that's coming out of college that grew up with nothing and they signed their first $1 million contract.
Yes.
Like we judge that stuff all the time and how they spend their money and all these things. Man, you don't know what you do. Don't act like you know what you do in that situation. Well, I do this and that. Please. You have an idea.
Yeah.
You have an idea and a feeling of what you do, what you'd like to do. Mm-hmm. But none of us know unless we're actually in that situation.
No. I do. The people that say you don't owe anything, though, it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You still borrowed $10. You still need to pay, make good on the debts.
We've already got enough billionaires like that. We're good. Yeah. We're good. We don't need any more like that.
Oh, nice.
Pretty much the whole top 1%. Right.
Yeah, no kidding.
1% and everything.
$10, it's mine.
Yeah.
My $10.
How dare you ask me for that $10. All right. Good luck with that. Enjoy. I'll say this too. I just think it'd be kind of fun to be in that situation. For obviously winning would be fun. But I mean, even knowing somebody that won.
That would be fascinating, yeah.
Like, my best friend Chris wins the lottery. Last thing I'm doing is asking him for money.
No.
I want to party with him. I want to celebrate with him. I don't need any money. Just let me just hang out. Let me just be in the atmosphere of it and everything.
Woo, yeah.
That's how poor I grew up. I just want to be around money.
I just want to look at it a little bit. Hey, wow, that's a lot of money. All right.
I've never seen a $1,000 bill. Let me see that. Ooh,
cool.
Ooh, it feels like the other ones. It's interesting. I'm smelling it.
But yeah.
I'm not trying to steal it. I just want to look at it and everything. I'm not a great criminal.
No.
But I'm a good friend. Good friend. We will come back with some more fun. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner on the morning show here at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe. They're waiting for you. In fact, I'm on their Facebook page right now. And happy Wednesday, everyone. After you shovel all the sloppy slush mess from your driveways, come on down for a delicious meal or two with our fabulous homemade bowls of soup. They are featuring chicken dumpling and a wonderful cheesy potato. Ooh. They hope to see your smiling faces soon over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Got fruit crepes as a breakfast special.
Ooh.
That sounds really good. That sounds really good. I love how
crepes are tasty.
Yeah, yeah. Sneaky good to me.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have thought as a kid that I'd like them, and as an adult I do. They're pretty good. Visit our friends at El Cafe and wish them a great day from all of us, everybody. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.maloff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages, and of course, call up and join the conversation. Mm-hmm. 715-424-2600. We'd love to hear from you.
So, I have a birthday that I'd like to put out there. My sister-in-law, Sue Testa, has her birthday today. She lives out in Pennsylvania. So happy birthday, Sue. Hope it's going for you.
Enjoy your day, Sue. I mean, if you win the El Cafe, I mean, they're going to travel quite a bit. We wish you a great day, Sue. That's a beautiful name, too. Beautiful name. Wishing her a good one. And we carry on with our local birthdays. Seth, do you have a 1 through 3?
2.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We first up want to wish happy birthday to Bill Marks.
Happy birthday, Bill.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish happy birthday to Kara Schultz.
Happy birthday, Kara.
Enjoy your day, Kara. Wishing you the best of days. And also a happy birthday to our qualifier, Bob Oligny.
Bob. Happy birthday. Congratulations. Sorry, I was like Bob and Bill. Love that. Oh, those are great names. Yeah.
Congratulations, Bob. And thank you so much for listening. And everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries, keep them coming, everybody. We love celebrating with you.
Mm-hmm.
We take a look at our celebrity list. And first up is Paris Jackson is 26, I believe, daughter of Michael Jackson.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She's been in, not in the public eye, really, but she's mm-hmm. been doing some things here and there. And seems it's got to be an interesting person, I imagine.
I don't blame her.
Yeah,
if she doesn't want to stand under the after, you know, considering, oof,
yeah,
that's something I'd be avoiding publicity.
By all means, extremely well adjusted, it seems, mm-hmm. for growing up the way that she did. Mm-hmm. It seems like, at least, you know, on the surface. Amanda Bynes is 38, and that part of the reason I said what I just did is because of Amanda Bynes. I saw mm-hmm. her name coming up. I will be completely honest with the audience. I knew who Amanda Bynes was. I had no idea about her talent or the shows or anything she had ever done in her career. And all I really knew about her was kind of the tail, not the end of her career, but what we have seen recently with her recent struggles and everything.
Exactly.
I watched the documentary, like a lot of people out there, Quiet on the Set.
Saw it as well.
As a kid who was abused, it was tough to watch, I will say, it's an important watch. And I'm very glad I did for a number of different reasons. One, these people deserve witnesses. That's always important. Mm-hmm. To get to see that Amanda Bynes is incredibly talented. Holy cow. Like, that kid's good. She was a really talented kid.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Fearless. Completely fearless. Think about how much you have, like, that you worry about yourself when you look in the mirror before you go to school from, like, early grades, mm-hmm. late grade school to the last day of high school.
Right.
Like, what that's like. Mm-hmm. Every pimple you have, every one of those things, how awkward all that stuff was. And this kid is just out there just leaving it all on the stage. I didn't, like, the comedy wasn't for me. It was for kids.
It was for kids, right.
But I'm watching that, and I'm like, holy cow, this kid, like, what she could have been. And not to say that she is only 38. She could still work. She could still do stuff. I don't know if she wants to, and that's her decision. But there's been some years lost here. Mm-hmm. And had she had some support, had she had a strong upbringing in some of these things, now, that's not a shot at her parents. That's a shot at the industry.
100%.
I couldn't imagine what she could be. Why couldn't she be Selena Gomez? Why mm-hmm. couldn't she be, you know, even Drew Barrymore or something like that? It's a shame. Mm-hmm. She gave a lot to the industry. You could tell she loved acting, loved making people laugh. I don't know.
Right.
It's a shame, I think.
Well, and you know, it's something. It was kind of – watching that documentary, by the way, was a companion piece. I read a book recently called Burn It Down, which is about the issues throughout for all creative people in Hollywood. I mean, it's such an – in a lot of ways, it's getting better. We're starting to see it, but it's still a lot of it is just awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
Why would – I mean, I understand why people – they love it. And we see in that documentary Drake Bell saying, you know, he loved doing it. Yeah. He wanted – that was where he loved being and all this stuff. That's why you're there. But then there's people right there to exploit you because of that desire, because of that passion, which is just disgusting.
My whole life I used to imagine – I've never had any regrets, but I did used to imagine what it would be like to have an early break, to be a child actor, because that's a dream. That was my dream when I was 7 years old. That's what I wanted, was to be working doing that. The older I get, the more I wonder, man, maybe I dodged a bullet. Maybe
you might have, man.
Because I can't imagine something making me – just something making me fall out of love with acting. Something making me fall out of love with entertaining. I couldn't imagine that. Mm-hmm. Almost every one of those kids, I saw it in their eyes. None. No more love for it. Done.
No,
I couldn't imagine that.
It's
man.
Really, that's, wow, it's something.
Along with other things. Mm-hmm. Kobe Smulders is 42. Robin and How I Met Your Mother, Maria Hill in the Marvel movies, and in the Lego movies as well.
She's awesome.
She really is. Yeah,
I love her. She's great.
Very good delivery. Very good, like, just a natural way of delivering lines and everything. The great, the wonderful Adam Scott is 51. Ben Wyatt on Parks and Recs, Reese Witherspoon's husband in Big Little Lies. Adam Scott is good at drama, comedy. He's very, very talented.
He plays the husband a lot. Really I just does. Realized that he's like the husband. You
he
know?
Really does. I really, really like him. He's one of my my sneaky favorite actors. But I got to say, like, I tried to watch the first like couple minutes of that Madam Web movie, and he's in it. And I
yes,
didn't
he
know.
Is.
He's in like the first couple minutes or whatever. And even he couldn't make me like, I don't know the last time I've turned a movie off after 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
I don't think, I think on like one hand I can count how many times I've done that. It was partially on me because I only watched a little of it after, and it was after I'd heard, what's her name, Dakota Johnson, trashing the movie.
Trash it, yeah, right.
And seeing what she was doing in the first 5 minutes, I'm like, well, I could see why it wasn't that great. I've never seen a more, like, numb performance. Like, there's phoning it in, and then there's just... Today, birthdays. It's like Stephen Wright on you know, even on slow-mo. Let's see here. Jenny Garth is 52. Kelly on Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, yeah.
I remember him.
I remember that.
Ben Mendelsohn is 55. Just such a good, good character actor. You
He's
know
excellent.
Him. I promise you know him if you've seen him. Death Star in Rogue One, mm-hmm. Sereto in Ready Player One. Plays the villain a lot, but what I really love about what they did in the Marvel movies, and they do this mm-hmm. all the time, is they take a guy who is a traditional villain in most movies, and you see him, and you immediately assume in your head that he is going to be a bad guy or the bad guy,
mm-hmm.
and then they turn him. And they turn him a little bit. And like, oh, no, here's the other side of him.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you a full thing. And Ben Mendelsohn is the right actor for a role like that.
Yep.
He's so – his delivery is slow. And it's steady, and you don't see it coming. But when he gets angry or when he hits you with something, you feel it.
That's why he's so good. I think that's why he's such a good villain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's being cast
yeah,
as that, because he's just so good at it.
Yeah, I really, really enjoy mm-hmm. his work. I put him in the top 50 greatest character mm-hmm. actors. I think Sebastian Bach is 56 from Skid Row. 18 to Life, I remember you. Another one of those that feels like he should be older. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Nothing. Happy for him. Happy 56 to him and everything. But yeah, Mike Ness is 62, lead singer of Social Distortion. Interesting
wow.
couple of lead singers back to back.
Yeah.
And then we've got one of the bigger names we're ever going to have on this list. Eddie Murphy is 63 today.
Wow.
You're hard-pressed to find a young person who was not influenced by Eddie Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what they're doing nowadays. I mean, like, in any industry. I don't care if they're a mechanic. They had some, like, they were inspired, or they laughed, or they enjoyed Eddie Murphy. Like, one of those guys.
We forget. He was one of the biggest stars at one point.
Yeah.
The 80s, 90s. Man, he could open a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't matter if the movie was good or not. People would go see Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
That's what they would do.
The something of Pluto Nash. I forget which one it was, but it was like, it's still like his big bomb in his
mm-hmm.
career. That still did well by today's standards. Like, that's the kind of career he had, just as
yeah.
an example. Like,
yep.
his bombs were even somewhat successful mm-hmm. and noteworthy.
Yeah.
You know, because there were so few of them.
Exactly.
One of those more versatile, talented guys, too, because we've normalized sort of a lot of this with him. A great actor, great writer, great singer. Not a bad singer.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad singer. I should say not a bad singer. Not a great singer, but not a bad singer.
He did. He had a hit.
Yeah, he did.
We'll give him that.
Well,
he had one hit, you know.
And just an interesting guy. Also, a real comeback story.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was kind of like left for dead there for a while, his career, and bounced back. David Hyde Pierce is 65 today. Niles Crane on Frasier and so many other great roles. I really like his work. He starred in the movie The Perfect Host. That is one of the most, like, it's one of the more disturbing movies, but it's not violent. There's not a lot of, mm-hmm. there's no blood and guts or any of that or anything. It's more of a psychological one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And his performance is one of the most, like, incredible ones I've ever seen.
Wow.
Period. It's a really haunting but really interesting movie.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely worth a watch if you're into those kind of movies, like the Hitchcock style of,
yeah.
kind of that kind of thing. It really impressed me. He also was the voice of one of the main characters in the Hellboy movies.
Yes.
And
Abe.
Abe Sapien. I couldn't remember
yep.
it. And it was perfectly cast. He did a perfect job. He pulled his name from the credits.
Yep.
Because he didn't believe that he deserved credit for the performance given by another guy that we really like from Black Panther and...
Andy Serkis.
Andy Serkis. He thought Andy Serkis' performance was so good. He's like, no, Andy Serkis should be. I believe
right.
it was Andy Serkis.
It was, someone. I can't yeah. remember exactly who it was. But, yeah, he just did the voice. He didn't do the body acting or anything like that, which, I mean, because I remember seeing that movie and listening. I was like, oh, that's David Hyde Pierce. And nothing in the credits. I'm like, was that David Hyde Pierce?
I don't know. Never hear of actors doing that.
That's very, very rare.
Real credit to him for that. Alec Baldwin is 66 today. Incredible career, really, when you think about it. Like, you take a step back, I understand that he's got some, he's messed up a lot.
And you talk about Eddie Murphy's comeback. How many has he had now?
Yeah, why is Alec Baldwin, Alec Baldwin's talented, don't get me wrong, but he has had so many comebacks, I don't know. He's not that talented. Nobody's that talented.
No.
Nobody is that talented to make that many comebacks. No. I don't know. There's a lot of other questions I got on that one.
Yeah.
Tony Orlando is 80 today.
Oh, I didn't know he was still alive. Awesome.
And Wayne Newton is 82.
Oh, wow.
A couple of interesting birthdays back to back.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Love it.
Doris Day would have been celebrating a birthday today. Born in 1922, passed away in 2019. One of the greats.
Oh, she was great.
Let's see. Marlon Brando, born on this day in 1924, passed away in 2004.
Wow. How about people born on this day? My goodness.
Yeah. Marlon Brando, not somebody that I would ever want to have a conversation with off stage, but I would give anything to work with on stage.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those guys. One of those guys that growing up in my house and with the movies I watched and watching him and hearing stories about him, you can't be in the acting game and not watch Marlon Brando and not learn something.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously not a perfect human being. Not even a good person in some ways, the way it looks and everything.
Yeah.
But looking at his skill and his talent, he changed the game of acting. Marlon Brando is the only person I've ever heard that learned his cue, not his lines. I mean, some of the things, some of the choices he made, only he could make with the way his brain worked.
Right.
And if I could put up with the guy for a little while, I'd love to interview. I would have loved to have interviewed him. I would love to talk to him. I'm disappointed by the interviews I saw with him. I never really saw anybody really get into it with Marlon Brando.
I don't think he wanted to.
No.
Because he was very closed about that kind of stuff. Yeah.
There's a lot of that nowadays. He was a little ahead of his time, I guess, on that one.
Yeah. I just watch him in Apocalypse Now. That's a great example because almost all of his dialogue is improvised.
Yeah.
Just a few lines from like the original novel by Joseph Conrad. But other than that, most of that is improvised because for whatever, Marlon Brando reason, he didn't learn, did the lines. They just said, okay, we need to do this. We'll do it his way. And it's still pretty, it's amazing. It's iconic. There's certain lines in there that are amazing.
Yeah.
I mean,
It's one of the greats.
He was.
You cannot talk about the game of acting and not bring up Marlon Brando. Incredible actor. And also Washington Irving, born on this day in 1783, passed away in 1859. Great American author, Rip Van Winkle, the legend of Sleepy Hollow. He brought us Ichabod Crane.
I would venture to say he's the first great American author.
Yeah.
He really embraced what America was, and he was the one that did the folk, like you said, like the folk tales and the first ones that we had, Rip Van Winkle, Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Those were quintessentially American.
It's very vital to a country, obviously import and export, but it doesn't just stop with goods. The arts are gigantic when it comes to the history of your country and selling your country. Yeah, you're making other people want to come to your country and visit it. Every country needs
take
this.
Your culture, like be interested in what you have to offer. Right. Yeah.
Imagine starting from zero. With nothing.
Basically,
no artists, no traditions, none of that.
It was all British.
Yep.
It was all British stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But now, then they started doing their own. And I would say he's one of the big reasons that he's one of the first one that started what American culture became.
It's really fascinating to look at and watch. We will get out of here on that, but we want to send a big, big thank you to our friends over at El Cafe. Go visit them right now. They're at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Stick around for a news break and then head on over. Well, listen to the news while you head over to El Cafe. Wish them a good morning from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us. Seth and James here with you. We're going to talk a little music in a moment here, but first, let's go ahead and see what's on your mind. Good morning. You're on the air.
Boy, I feel okay now that I know Seth is on the phone. I mean, I'm sure it was a rough day for him yesterday, and it might be a rough day again for him today. But, I mean, this is a good example of why Wisconsin has a dome baseball field.
That's true. Yeah. Definitely.
Because if you're in Minnesota right now, I'm sure that both games will probably be canceled. Or if you didn't have the dome down in Milwaukee, both games will be canceled. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We got a lot of people in our civic media family here that are big proponents yep. of every stadium should have a dome, a retractable dome.
Yeah,
it seems
right,
like
right.
At least I haven't seen all the chats on it, but the little bit I've seen, it seems like there's a lot of people behind this one. And then I'm seeing on social media so many people are like, why don't they have a dome? Why don't they have a retractable dome? Blah blah. Yeah,
dude, we did the dome thing and everyone hated it. Why? What do you think we made the park?
That wasn't a dome. That was a hefty bag. That was a hefty bag that you guys stretched,
inflated,
stretched as far as you could. It really did look like a hefty bag. It really did. Half my memories as a kid is Kirby Puckett rushing up against a hefty bag and catching a fly ball.
I went to several games there. It wasn't a great place to watch a game,
but
it was still baseball, so I didn't mind.
We had an opportunity to play there in high school, and it wasn't a very good place to play, on the field.
But when you're in high school, and even then, you're not impressed. Like, that's saying something.
When you look up and the ceiling's the same color as the ball, you know, that makes it hard.
It's a little difficult. Not a great artistic move.
No.
Enjoying the baseball season so far, man?
it's not only because, I know there's 169 or 59 more games left to go and stuff, or whatever it is, but it's baseball. There's just a lot of good young players in the league this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday we saw probably our first pickup from Curio there late in the game.
Mm-hmm. Gonna happen.
He's 20 years old. He should be still in his junior year in college.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
It's fun. I'm just a big baseball nut myself. So
it's remarkable to see any of these kids like that age up. You know, we're so used to 24s when we usually mm-hmm. see them or some after a couple of years in AAA or something mm-hmm. like that. It is impressive just to see him already in the majors.
Yep.
Me and have an opportunity to host some of the some Raptors in the past and talking to some of these guys that did play like at Texas A&M. Georgia, Texas, you know, the bigger, especially the SEC schools.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those kids were pretty much told if they got drafted like in the middle rounds, they weren't going to rookie ball. They were pretty much going to get bumped up to like low A, maybe mm-hmm. high A,
right
out of college because, SEC baseball is low A baseball.
Yeah.
In all reality.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those D1 schools, when those kids get drafted in the higher rounds, they're going to probably move up quicker than you get one of the kids from a D2 school or a smaller school. So
I couldn't agree with
you. A little bit more often.
It should be interesting.
Yeah.
We got to get Phil on the phone here. So feel free to call back or give us a call on Monday for Playmakers, brother. Safe travels out there.
I got my list. So.
All right.
Already.
On,
right oh, on. Gosh.
I'm looking forward to it, man. Safe travels out there.
All right, guys.
Thank you. You too. Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing going to join us any minute with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. And looking forward to talking about some other things here with you. But first, let's go ahead and check in with our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Phil Hartley joining us on the phone lines right now. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. You got a busy phone line going this morning.
We do.
Yeah. We're getting popular. It's been fun. We're taking some calls
it's
today.
One of the top three morning shows in the state. Thank you very much.
Phil, before we dive into how things are over at the shop and our Wicked Awesome Word, I want to remind everybody that we are calling all heroes.
Yeah. Yeah, bring it on. Mm-hmm. We've got several in now. We're looking for lots more. So, yeah, we're having a little we're honoring our heroes. And if you have a hero in your life that just did something right for you today or has been there for a long time or you just know does the right things, please get the word to us. And then we're going to get them some honor and get them a free T-shirt. And the Raptors and River Kings are kicking in. And I got some other local businesses. We'll talk next week on this one there. I think are going to get in on this too and help us out and give some small prizes to the winner of this. So
fantastic,
really nice,
becoming a neat thing, you know. Yep. And thank you so much, James, and everybody there.
Well, you know, Phil, this is one of those things, and being honest with you, of course, as we always are with each other and the audience, as I always am with these guys, one thing that I think is, needs to be said, and certainly when it comes to almost any promotion, but especially one like this, I give it time. Have some patience. This is going to take a little time to build, in part because we're doing this in the Midwest, and nobody looks at to take credit. Nobody brags about
that's
themselves.
True.
Nobody does any of that. So, and we have so many good people in our lives. But we don't necessarily think about it. And you may be one of those people, and you don't think about it. That's mm-hmm. the Midwest mentality. That's kind of just the way we handle things around here. So it's, you know, it's going to take a little bit for people to think of that.
Yeah, I thought of one this morning. It's kind of funny if I tell a quick story. But every morning to work, not every morning, but because I try to vary it some, but I drive down Lincoln Street a lot. Coming, you know, instead of going down East Street, just to take a break from, you know, mm-hmm. the big traffic area of our town.
Yeah.
And anyway, there's a house on Lincoln Street, and I don't know the fellow's name. I don't know who he is, but he sits in the garage almost every morning and waves at cars going by.
Yeah, he's waved at me before. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah,
seems like a good guy.
And I said, that guy would be a good nomination for this contest.
Yeah,
so that
absolutely.
Guy
yes.
Every day I go by there. And you know what's funny? It's kind of like Pavlov's dog. If the guy isn't out, I still wave at the house.
That's fantastic.
Nice.
The guy's got to be watching somewhere. You know?
That's a great example. Yeah, he's got to be watching somewhere. That's a great example, Phil. Those mm-hmm. are the kind of people we're looking for. If you have a hero in mind, send an email explaining why your hero should be recognized for our Hero of the Month with our friends at Quality Post Printing and Wham. Find out more about that by emailing them, follow them on Facebook, and be sure to you can direct message them on Facebook or even get it to us and we'll get it to them. Mm-hmm. However you need to, let's get those hometown heroes to our friends at Quality Post Printing and let's celebrate them.
Yeah, let's do
it's
it.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Been a lot of fun so far. I got like two in overnight, so it's starting Ooh. To take, like you said, it's starting to take a little, it takes a little time, you're right. And once you get, you know, some pictures out there and hopefully some people having some fun with this and seeing that, you know, it's a really neat thing to throw under these people. We'll get more and more. So it's going to be fun. And once we pick one for this month, which I'll do this week sometime, or a bunch of us will get together and do it. We keep everybody's, we're not, you know, you don't have to do it every month. Just if you come up with another one, bring another one too. But we'll have them in the end. Next month as well, you know?
Very, nice. Very cool. Phil joins us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil, what is our word for today?
Well, I think this is more about your acting ability, James.
Oh.
This word here. Oh. They're trying to butter you up with this one. So the word is deedle. Deedle. And it's spelled D-A-E-D-A-L. But it's pronounced deedle.
Okay.
And it just means skillful or artistic.
Or
even intricate is another definition of it, but really, you know, it's like someone that builds those little tiny dollhouses or something, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
the ship in a bottle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that is a good word. Oh, that is, I've never heard that one.
Me neither. That's a new one.
I like that one. That's a good one, Phil. Nicely done. We appreciate that, Phil. Did you come across that one in your Word of Day calendar? Is that what that one came from?
Day calendar.
That thing, man, is paying for itself. That thing is awesome. That's a great word.
Yeah, every day, every week. No, it's been good. I try to listen for words. What's crazy is I listen for words on TV, and please, if anybody hears one, you know, holler at me, just like the hero.
Yeah.
A word that you don't hear every day that's kind of neat, but by the time I get to write it down when I hear something, I go, oh, crap, what was it?
You know? Yes, yeah.
Notepad in my car because you know. But
one of the more relatable things you're going to ever say on the air.
Exactly.
Phil,
yeah.
We feel that one so much. It seems like you know it's a good idea if you lost it. Like that's what
right.
makes it a good idea.
Yeah.
Who knows if it actually was or not? But because you lost it, like, oh, that was the one.
Yeah.
That was the one that was going to make me $1 million, or it was going to put me on the map, or whatever.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, Phil. You guys do some deed of work over there for sure, we appreciate that work.
No, thank you. And thanks, Seth, and you, James, and all the crew over at the radio station. I love local radio, and very glad to be a part of it. So keep it up, right?
No, thank you.
Top two, and then, you know, next year, I'm guessing morning show.
Yeah, that's the stuff. Keep moving up. Keep moving up. Appreciate you, Phil. Thanks so much for joining us. You have a great day. Safe travels to you and your team over there, okay?
Thank you. You as well. Take care. Thank you.
Phil will join us next Wednesday with another Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Be sure to reach out to them if you have a word in mind, mm-hmm. or if you have a hero in mind. Go ahead and let them know about our hometown heroes. They'll have a chance to be in their prestigious Hero High yearbook, and as a token of appreciation, receive a complimentary hero t-shirt. That's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
Join our friends at Quality Plus Printing. They're open right now at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Stop by and say hi, and make sure to follow them on Facebook. It's a great follow. Great way to keep up to date on all good things they're doing. Buy local, support local. We'll come back and wrap up the first hour here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Couple of 90s kids, Seth and James, here with you. I bring that up because you hear a hit from the 90s and just immediately, you know, hits your head. And you're
transported thinking, like a time machine.
There's something about it. There's something about music. And this is something that even going back to Carl and I, we've talked about when the early reports and early studying was kind of done on this. And mm-hmm. where we're going to wrap up our first hour, Seth, is talking about neural nostalgia.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
What it is about, you're in the car, it's a crazy day, you're driving around and you're just flipping through the radio stations when you should just stay right here at WFHR.
Honestly.
you're flipping through and a song like that pops on, mm-hmm. or something from your high school youth. Maybe if you're not a 90s kid like us, it's something from the 80s, 70s, 60s, like that. Mm-hmm. Whatever decade you're from, whenever you went to school, whenever you bought your first music, when it was not just the stuff your parents handed down to your guardian or something, or an older sibling, it was the music that you chose. You went out and purchased.
Right.
We're talking about that right now. A therapist named Nikki Roy says, quote, "There's a thing called neural nostalgia where researchers are actually finding that the music we listen to as teenagers binds to our brains differently than anything we're ever going to hear as adults."
Wow.
That actually makes that music a great coping mechanism because it, quote, "helps us get out of our heads and helps us connect to ourselves. It makes us feel more alive."
Wow.
Author Daniel Levitt adds that the music we listen to at that age becomes attached to our sense of identity.
Mm, wow.
Quote, "We are discovering music on our own for the first time when we're young, mm-hmm. often through our friends. We listen to that music. They listen to it as a badge, as a way of belonging to a certain social group."
Wow.
Take the loneliest lonely person, take the hermitest hermit, all of that. Even that person is whether they realize it or not, looking for some belonging, looking for some group to be a part of.
Even
if it's just one other person, looking for that connection. So we have these things in our brains. There are a lot of these things that we're discovering just now. We still haven't completely mapped the brain.
Yes.
That's
still
amazing.
A fascinating thing, yeah.
It's incredible. We have mapped more of the ocean than we have of our own brain when you think about it on a level.
It's
just crazy to me. So I think what I also love about these kind of some of the data we're getting nowadays on the brain and what we're learning is a lot of stuff that we're like, yeah, that's true. Yeah, we already knew that. But now we have the science to back it up.
Right.
It's not just a feeling. We have the data to back it up now.
Exactly.
It's kind of cool.
And so now, I mean, because that's the cool thing about this is that it explains why you are so attached to your own music. And I wonder if that also explains why when you get older, it's like, today's music is horrible. Kind of thing. Maybe. I don't know.
I wonder how much of that is being defensive of your music.
That could
be. Being protective of it. Hey, there was nothing wrong with what we were doing here. It was perfectly fine.
Right.
Why did you have to go and change it? Well, I don't understand what you're doing here or anything. And I think there's also something we need to remember in those moments, too. We had that done to us.
Absolutely.
I mean, since the generation of the 40s that came around, I've talked to them, and they had people saying, this music you're listening to, this is the music of the devil. This is the music. This is horrible. How dare you listen to this big band music? Like, big band music was punk music for its time.
Right.
Jazz was punk music for its time.
Even you using punk as a reference point.
Yeah.
It shows where you came. I mean, that's kind of funny. My favorite one, my all-time favorite one, is my dad was telling me about his grandma. He was playing the Everly Brothers. The Everly Brothers. And she was like, "Turn off that racket."
Yes. It's fantastic. It's amazing. That's amazing. I hope that we can, like, because this is the, what we really should be doing with this.
Yeah.
Is pointing out our differences and laughing and laughing together about them.
Because it's all, well, it's all the same. It's just what is that music that you paid attention to? We now find it's literally like stuck in your brain. It's there. It's actually there. And that's why it's your stuff you remember and you go back to and you always have these memories with.
They say youth is wasted on the young. I don't believe that. I think age is wasted on the old. Because if all you're going to do the older you get is be grumpy and pick on and yell about every mm-hmm. single thing, what is the point of getting older?
Yeah, right.
If you were getting older to enjoy life more. You're supposed to be relaxing more. Not if you don't like something, cool, move on.
Yeah.
Listen to your stuff.
I have to say that one of the reasons I enjoy doing Seth Faces the Music so much is that I actually do get to update and I get to hear some newer music that I normally would not hear. Mostly, I mean, radio is different now too than it was when we were kids. We know that, but normally I wouldn't even search it out, you know, that kind of thing, this kind of music. But because I'm doing this, it's forced me to kind of, you know, update and listen to some new stuff, which guess what? There's a lot of great music out there.
Yeah.
You just got to find it. It's a little harder to find these days.
It's such a cool thing to connect the science to this, and mm-hmm. it speaks to how important music is to us.
Oh, absolutely.
Even if you don't consider yourself a music lover, mm-hmm. chances are there's some music like this that hits you that certain way.
Yeah. singing loud, like what you've referenced many times, you know, singing at the top of your lungs in your car.
Yes.
When a certain song comes on, right?
Yeah. And that's the kind of music that Seth and I like to play in our block on Sundays with Seth Faces Music and Unlabeled.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Segue.
Nice.
Boom. Transition.
Promo transition. It was all there, man.
Yeah.
No, except it's not going to be on this week.
No, it's not. It's not on this week. But it will be next week. We got Bucks basketball this Sunday.
Yep.
But the following Sunday, we are looking forward to having a director's cut that'll lead into a Seth Faces Music mm-hmm. that'll lean into our third episode of Unlabeled.
That's right.
Very excited about all that. And thank you so much to people that have been celebrating these shows mm-hmm. and helping us not only get some attention to them and spread some word about them, mm-hmm. but hopefully some sponsors to businesses out there. We're winning some awards around
here. Yeah, these are almost award-winning shows.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
We're finalists. We might as well have won the award. I mean, that's a joke. Yeah. We're joking around.
Yeah.
But look at that. I mean, come on. That ain't cool. Hey, people.
Yep. It doesn't hurt having your business attached to something like that.
And
we appreciate
it.
We love to buy local, support local around here. So encourage you to do that and be on the lookout for our great content and spread the word about our shows, everybody. Mm-hmm. And get us your requests. Like, I want requests for Unlabeled. I would like to do, I play about 11, 12 songs.
Mm-hmm.
I would like all of them to be requested.
Yep.
I can listen to my own music anytime I want. I don't need to play music for me. I'm playing it for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know what you want to hear. Hit me up at james.mailf@civicmedia.us. As far as this article goes and the connections that we have with our music, I think that knowing that, especially if you are somebody that struggles with finding, you know, comfort or relaxing or finding some kind of like that sweet spot of the day.
Right.
Music might be your bridge to it. Mm-hmm. Music might be your
you
way
never
to
know.
Get to it and everything.
Yeah.
We have the science to tell us that mm-hmm. when we hear that song, it hits, it registers differently. It hits something different in the brain. It hits something different in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be worth giving a chance to.
Yep.
I think it's interesting what you brought up about hearing new music.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that nobody warned us about coming out of high school. They prepared us for so many things.
Yep.
But I didn't realize that, one, I was going to completely like miss like my first couple of years out of high school, especially any music that came out. Once I had kids, I was never going to know a new song again.
Unless it was by, you know, like a kids artist, right?
Yeah, like what was the Muzzles or whatever, the
The Wiggles?
The Wiggles, yeah. Unless it was from them, yeah, we didn't know. It's like movies, TV shows, commercials.
Yeah.
The only, other than our station, the only stations I listen to really is 89.9, to be honest with the audience.
Yeah, right.
And I do hear new music from them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, I don't know how you... We need we need just music for parents. Just, hey, that music you missed like 10 years ago when your kid was born, here it is.
Here it is now. You can catch up.
That's our next show. And our next hour is going to be a lot of fun right here at
This is locally grown radio WFHR 1320 AM W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids and always streaming on the Civic